Toasties. I'm Missy, here with my bestie, Johnsy.
Hey, y'all.
And welcome to our Toasted Shenanigans. We're having some shenanigans this week.
Yes, we are. Especially in your house.
Yeah. Everyone's just crying. Lots of waterworks happening over here. I'm tired as fuck.
That's the adulting.
Yeah, that's adulting. And this allergy season's kicking my ass. It's making me exhausted.
Thankfully, it hasn't hit me yet. Knock on anything. Big thing is, sorry, you probably picked that up. They can hear it.
Probably.
But
knocking on wood summons demons.
I've already got them, so let's have a party.
Party! Woohoo!
Oh,
what you drinking over there? I saw your purple can.
It's like a tie-dye can, but it's got these cute little bears on it.
Aww.
But it's Devil's Backbone, which is local, and it's called Heavenly Trip. I felt like I needed a Heavenly Trip, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Nice.
I think I've had it before, but it's a juicy IPA, tropical notes. That's not bad. I drink it again. I give it a 7.
Pretty good. Nice.
What you got?
I made a tea. It is it's lemon balm, mint, a little bit of lavender, fennel, a smidge of cinnamon, and I added some cream to it because I have raw milk cream that I put in there.
There's no whiskey?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, I thought about adding a little bit of the honey whiskey in there.
That would have been delicious with that.
I thought so. And I mean, I still have enough in here that I could add it, but it's still good on its own. All of it, stuff that I grew, except for obviously the cinnamon and then the fennel. I just started growing fennel. Because I just learned about the wonderful world of fennel. I don't know how to cook it. It's in the seed. The fennel seeds are actually in, like, typically found in sausages.
Yeah. Or on top of rolls. They freak me out. They look like little bugs.
Yeah. They taste like licorice.
Yeah, I don't like that. I hate licorice.
They are very good for digestion. Or if you are a nursing mama, helps bring in milk.
Oh.
Also, in Ayurvedic diets, if you eat it after your – or if you eat them – it helps suppress your appetite. So when they are in like India and stuff like that, or wherever they do like fasting or whatever, they'll eat one of those to help suppress their appetite during fasting.
One little seed they'll eat?
Mm-hmm. But apparently also if you eat a seed after you eat your dinner, it helps your body, helps the smooth muscles in your digestion system do its job properly and you digest your food better.
Well, I think they're gross. I'm not eating them.
Jackson likes them. They've really helped actually with his stomach issues.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy needs some help.
I know. That's why I started doing that. I give after dinner sometimes on hand, I'll hand him one and he'll chew it up and it's really been super helpful.
Oh, can you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, I guess not. There's a bunch of sirens.
No, I can't hear your
right in front of my house.
No, that's crazy fun.
Oh, let the shenanigans continue.
I guess so, man.
Shall we talk about the shenanigans in the UK, though?
Yeah, let's talk about these crazy shenanigans. What do you got for us?
So, unless you've been completely oblivious to social media.
Oh, there's a lot of people who are oblivious.
Very true. But everyone should know that Kate Middleton is supposedly kind of missing, even though she was like just spotted, I guess, Saturday at a farmer's market. But there's all kinds of conspiracy theories behind that, which we'll get to. But for those of you who don't know who Kate Middleton is, she is the Princess of Wales. And in 2011, she married William, Prince of Wales, which is Princess Diana's son, who he is the first line to the British throne. And they have 3 children together. 3 adorable little brats. So,
3 adorable little brats. I don't know. Charlotte's carrying on the Diana glare, and I'm kind of digging it. I saw that.
I heard the oldest is quite the handful, though.
Oh, the one.
I think his name's William.
No, there's George.
Or George.
I was saying George, Louis, and Charlotte. George is the oldest.
It's George.
And he's the next after his dad to the throne. He's the next toy soldier.
First off, let's just talk about how the hierarchy works. I think it's completely just fucked up. Like, it's very confusing. And for a country that bases their, I guess, their people based on their like blood lineage and who they marry and whether you're blue blood or whatnot. I can't stand all that. I find it very racist.
I can see that. I mean, but there's a whole bunch of movies that people enjoy over that kind of crap. So
that is true. But
it's a fairy tale at the end of the day.
It needs to go away.
It won't. There's more countries that still do that, not just England. For some odd reason, though, England is glorified, especially in the U.S., because for some odd reason, Americans weren't able to completely cut ties with the crown.
Yeah.
You know, big, huge war over that, and we still can't let the crown go. We still got to know their every fucking move.
Yep. Anywho, so the internet's been buzzing, and it's been absolutely fucking ridiculous. But there's all these speculations about William and Kate Middleton's marriage.
There's always been speculation on that.
There always will be. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the last one, and whoever these people married, there's some kind of speculation. Now, she recently kind of, I guess, just disappeared because of a surgery. And last time she was publicly seen was Christmas Day in 2022. Mm-hmm. Or 23. We're in 24 now. Sorry. I am completely gone now.
They're all blending together. This last 4 years just fucking blended.
I don't even know where I'm at anymore. But the situation did get worse after Stephen Colbert talked about the alleged affair during his opening monologue to his show.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of just called out the latest conspiracy theories circulating on social media, you know, about Kate's public absence. And he happened to name drop who, you know, Prince William was supposedly having an affair with it and made a kind of shiesty comment about it.
Wasn't her name Rose?
Yes. Her name is Lady Sarah Rose Hanbury.
Yes. I just recently saw, because apparently Rose has come out with her statement of this alleged affair.
Yes, it's very short. It's very brief.
And that affair is old. They did that a while ago, I thought.
Well, now see, it's coming.
Is she the new, or was that a different girl that I'm thinking of?
No, it's the same girl. We'll go over it in a second. Okay. It's all the same girl. All the same girl.
I was going to say, because I know he's had an affair in the past, supposedly. I don't know.
Well, the big deal about all of it is that she's more blue blood than Kate has ever been.
Yeah, but Kate was the one that was more kind of like how Diana was chosen. Kate was chosen because Kate and William dated in college and they broke up.
Yes, they broke up very like briefly, if I remember correctly. I don't know 100% because I just know from what I've read from like researching and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember exactly, but they did. I think you're right. They did break up briefly, but he's known Rose all along and has kind of been involved.
Yeah.
Or supposedly been involved with Rose for years.
Yes.
But Rose is a member of Prince William and Kate Middleton's like inner circle.
Yeah.
So she was born I can't say this word. How do you fucking say it? The female monarch. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. She's one of those for Chumley because they all have these like houses that they name, which is really irritating.
This is Harry Potter.
It is. Because I was like, what the fuck are these things? I'm looking up. I'm like, they're just houses. Why are we naming all of them? But yes, I don't know. It's where they live.
Okay.
But her grandmother, this is how they're connected. Lady Elizabeth Lambert was one of the bridesmaids at Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip's wedding. So that's how they're all connected.
Alrighty.
So, you know, they've just been all hanging out since then. But let's get into the fun stuff. So, as you stated, there was a rumor back in 2019 that William had an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually emerged on an American tabloid, which really fucking surprised me because the UK tabloids are always like stupid and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it reported that he had been romantically involved with Rose Hanbury and that Kate actually confronted William about the affair at the time. And he laughed it off by saying there was nothing to it.
Right. I think that's when the stirring of Harry and Meghan, because in the British tabloids, I believe, is that Harry and Meghan were letting Kate know, and they kind of stirred the pot.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why
I remember reading that.
That's why Meghan and Kate hate each other, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Kate hates Meghan because Meghan snitched on her husband.
Yeah.
Which is probably a lie, but
she probably brought it to life, and then it became a huge, big thing in the media.
Well,
if it made the situation worse.
If it got brought up in the American tabloids first, yeah, Meghan and Harry probably heard of it first and brought it to Kate's attention. Like, hey, this is what they're saying about you over there.
Well, regardless of the situation, the reports were never confirmed, and there's unfortunately no evidence to suggest the conversation ever even happened or that the affair even happened. So it's just he said, she said bullshit. But adding fuel to the fire, Kate supposedly had told William to ensure that Rose, who was formerly one of her close friends and was actually residing near their Norfolk home, another name, that she be phased out of their social circle.
Hmm.
Again, it was hearsay. There is no reports confirmed. But since then, Kate and Rose have not been seen together at all, when beforehand you did see them kind of very close.
I do remember a big thing got brought up about her, too, I think, when King Charles had his coronation, she was there. She was invited.
Yes, I actually just brought that up.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The last time we've seen them.
And
nearby, Kate and that's kind of weird for close friends. You don't really see them together, especially with all the other public events that they have. Mm-hmm. That she just shows up to King Charles' third coronation, which was just very recent.
Yeah, but I remember seeing a tabloid article thing on how that was a big controversy because Kate didn't want her there. And William's like, oh, it's out of my hand. I don't have a say in that one.
So maybe the rumors are true. Who the fuck knows? I don't know how you know all this. I don't pay attention to it. You know more about the royals than I do.
Unfortunately.
Now, let's go for another round in 2022.
Yay.
Celeb gossip made its way to social media, and account Du Moi posted a tip from an anonymous source claiming that an unnamed royal's infidelity wasn't a surprise. So we don't know if this is William or not, but the statement said, "This British royal's extramarital affair is an open secret in London and amongst the English aristo set and is the talk of every party and news desk." It went on to say, at a recent media party, I was told the real reason for the affair was the royal's love of pegging, which the wife is far too old-fashioned to engage in.
Hmm.
So, I guess the accusation is now, is he's fucking around with Rose because
Kate,
he prefers
put
things.
Mm-hmm.
No, because he prefers things in his tookus.
In his tookus.
I don't know when I'm supposed to say this.
I mean,
and if she's gonna do it for him, I'm not gonna kink shame anybody, but if that's you, boo boo, do it. But you don't cheat on your wife.
Yeah.
If that is the unnamed celeb or celebrity or royalty, whatever.
Unless it's still Charles cheating around too. I mean, I want to
could be
him.
Charles. Who knows? Actually, I kind of see it more in Charles than I do William, but. Who knows? Who fucking knows? Somebody likes getting pegged in the royal family. That's all we know.
Well, apparently it sounds like it's a normal thing. They like it as a normal. That's just what royals do. Get pegged. I don't know, man. I'm not a royal.
I mean, we've all seen Outlander, right?
They do it a lot. I mean, gladiators used to do it for morale boosts, so.
I'm not going into that topic. Let's stay focused.
Stay focused. Kate Middleton, go.
All right, so the royal family continues to stay quiet and hasn't responded to the second round of affair rumors. Of course they wouldn't. Why are they going to be like, oh yeah, William likes getting pounded in the Dukas? Like, it's just not going to happen. What are they going to say?
That part, you know, honestly, that one is definitely, I guess,
I'd keep my mouth shut too.
It would be a damned if you do, damned if you don't, regardless. Like, oh, they're just trying to stop, they're defending themselves. Obviously, they're guilty. And then it turns into, oh, they're not saying anything. Obviously, they're guilty. I think, regardless of what you say, you just let it be.
Honestly, you're better off but just kind of say, yeah, I like it. So what? And then it just would kind of just drop off. It'd be like, oh, well, it's not a secret anymore. They got to move on to the next character that likes to be pegged.
I have no idea.
Okay. So then we get to the most recent explosion, and that all started on fucking TikTok, of course. So the rumors that came to TikTok was first that the Prince and Princess of Wales had split. Okay. And then we got Rose Hanbury is pregnant with Prince William's baby.
What? And I didn't see that.
Yep. And that's why Kate Middleton has been missing all these months, because she is just so fucking brokehearted over the situation that she's been hiding out and just trying to recover and can't face the public over this.
Mm.
Now, who do we have to...
I would stay hidden too. I mean, look at Diana.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'd go out there and make a fool of him if it was true.
Yeah.
Then again, I may be a little reckless.
You are a little reckless. So carry on.
I'm going to be a fool. You're going to be a fool too. Anywho, so who do we have to think about this wonderful rumor that has started all this chaos on TikTok? It was user, and I hope I say this correctly, Kyle Marissa Roth, if I'm saying that together, because it all goes together. But she kind of posted this TikTok stating that, you know, Kate Middleton was hiding out because Rose is having the baby and she found out at Christmas and she was just so embarrassed. But she went on to state in the video, I'm standing 10 toes down from the Princess of Wales because it's giving Diana 2.0. I think you're just stirring the pot, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can follow you. Honestly, if I were the royals, I would sue her for defamation. Like, that's a big accusation just to throw out there on a social media platform.
Yeah, that is. That the thing is, though, if they're not, does that make it true? Are they pulling that whole just ignore it type thing? Like, let this chick say what she wants to say?
I mean, they could be. Who knows? But at the end of the day, it's none of your goddamn business.
No,
but leave it alone.
Just like every celebrity out there, if you're going to be in the public eye, they're involved in your life, apparently. So,
and this person had no business getting into it because they're trying to become a celebrity on TikTok and made a wild accusation that could ultimately ruin somebody's life. I'm not cool with that.
This is very true. This is very true. I mean, not just Kate and William's marriage. I mean, even Rose. Granted, she's, you know, whatever with William anyways.
That and like any slight to the whole like Diana thing too. Like, I have my own beliefs and whatnot. We've never talked about that before. Maybe we should do an episode on Diana and that conspiracy theory. But for her to even bring that up, I feel was kind of a slight to William and Harry.
Yeah, and that's rude.
That's why I'm like, yeah, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, and especially Harry. And that's a topic. I'll be on my hill forever, and I'll protect that man. And even William, when it comes to his mom, because people need to remember actually how old he was. He remembers his mother. He was old enough to remember his mother.
He remembers a lot of it.
Because he was, oh gosh, what is he, 15? 14 when she passed? Because Harry was
something around there, yeah.
Harry was 11.
Yeah, like, they were like, old enough. I think he's 14.
They were old enough to remember their mother. I mean,
but
William was even cracking jokes about the kind of grandma she would have been. And just, it's sad that she can't be there the way he imagines she would be there. But he always thinks about it. And it makes him happy at the same time to, like, imagine it, like, pretend, like.
I mean, as much as I dislike the royals, whatever. Mm-hmm. I still at the end of the day, have some decency for a human being, and you can't just call their mom out for that. And what if he hasn't addressed the public or said anything about Kate or done any of this stuff just because he's trying to protect Kate from what his fucking mother went through?
Well, I mean, look at what happened with Harry and Meghan. That's the whole reason Harry left. And look at the beratement Harry gets.
Mm-hmm. And
everybody thinks Harry, they're like, how could he just do that to his family? They're just letting Meghan control his life and making him hurt his family. No, for one, obviously you guys aren't keeping track of how Harry is. He's a rebel without a cause. But his cause is to protect his wife because he noticed things were happening to her that happened to his mom. So
now,
being that William's next in line, he has to take a different approach.
Now, I can say that a lot of people have said that William is kind of a shiesty human being. I can't confirm any of that. I know Harry has made some comments about his brother beating the shit out of him and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry.
They're brothers. I was going to say,
brothers do.
I was going to say, was it really just him out of nowhere just beating him up? Or was it just brothers being brothers?
I don't know. I'd have to get more facts on the situation. I heard rumors. I didn't want to repeat it.
Again, this whole episode is rumors and speculation.
Because that's all this thing is. It's rumors and speculation. But Rose did respond to the rumors and speculation.
Mm-hmm.
She is really the only one so far that has. And the only thing that she had to say, it's all completely false. That's it. She didn't make any other kind of statements or anything. She just denied all, allegations. That was it.
I mean, what else is there to say?
There's not much to say.
I mean, so I understand why she came out that way. What else is there for her to say?
I mean, I do have the timeline, which we'll go over, which all these people are making a fuss about as to what happened each day and what was going on and why didn't it say this and why didn't they address that? And for the love of God, I kind of wish that somebody would just pop out of the fucking Buckingham Palace and just fucking say that she's okay. Because then everybody would shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't publicly address the situation. So that's what's making all this worse.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe in some kind of sick way. That's what I was about to say. Or they're making money off of it. One of the two.
I have no idea. I do know that just even with Harry and Meghan and their whole stuff that they kept coming out on, and people kept going to the palace to get their comment on it, even then they were silent. So I'm not surprised that they're going silent.
I mean, look what they went through with their mom. It makes sense as to why they're silent. But anyways, let's get through this timeline.
Yes.
Because this is what made everybody crazy. I don't get it. Maybe it's a me thing. Hopefully it's all of us thing, and we can move on from the situation.
Maybe.
But so this is where the speculation began. So on September 12th, Kate sustained a finger injury from playing on a trampoline with her children. So October 5th, two fingers were seen bandaged still from that same injury, and the public began to make accusations that maybe Will was an abusive husband and he had a temper and all this. And then that's where we get the connected rumors from Harry that he beat the shit out of me, all yada yada. Maybe he does have a temperament, but I don't see him beating the shit out of Kate.
Of all the years that they've been together, you said they got married 2011. And this is the first time you're going to see a bandage on a finger.
And you're going to say something about it? It's two fingers taped together. I don't know. Maybe it was an easy way for her to throw gang signs. I don't fucking know. Leave the woman alone.
But I'm just saying, really, that's the route you guys want to go. They've been together since 2011. It's 2023 when this speculation happened.
Yes.
It's a lot of years have gone by now. And now you're going to see two fingers buddy taped together. And you're going to be oh, he's beating her.
I think
you would have noticed prior to that, and it would be more than two fingers buddy taped together. Just saying.
Yeah, I think we would see some obvious bruising and whatnot. Anyways, December 22nd, Prince William and Kate announced an official trio to Italy for early 2024 to meet Pope Francis in the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
However, Kate had already planned for major surgery in early 2024. Minnie found this suspicious because why would you travel around the same time as major surgery? Because maybe it was right beforehand, motherfucker. You don't know. You don't have the travel dates. Like, why are we making something out of this? This is ridiculous.
Again, you don't know. It may be major, but you don't know the recovery that comes with it. I mean, there's a lot of surgeries now that recovers pretty fucking quick.
Well, supposedly she's having some pretty major surgery and recovery would take a while. But either way.
I also heard it was voluntary, so.
Who knows? Maybe she just had a fucking facelift and wants to be left alone till she heals. I get that. Wait till she's pretty. She'll come back out again.
Maybe it's she okay. got a hysterectomy so she could stop getting pregnant, and that's total no-no because of their religion.
Oh, I didn't think about that one. Hopefully not. All right, December 25th. Christmas Day was the last day that Kate was publicly seen. Dear God, remember that day. December 28th, an ambulance with police escort is seen at Sandringham, which is another name of a house. So in case you were wondering, because I had to research all these places, I was like, where the fuck is that? And I realized it's just, you know, a place they stay sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was where the royal family was spending Christmas. No public statement was released by the royal family regarding the commotion. So, of course, everybody freaks out. Somebody's died.
Because we got to quickly jump to the worst.
Of course. January 16th, Kate was admitted to the London Clinic on January 16th, according to a statement issued by Kensington Palace the next day.
Mm-hmm.
January 17th, the day after Kate was admitted to the hospital, the palace issued a public statement announcing that Kate had been hospitalized for planned abdominal surgery.
Yes. And it was planned.
The palace said the surgery was successful and that Kate was expected to remain hospitalized for 10 to 14 days. Now, that was before returning to her family's home to recover. So she's already going to be out 2 weeks before she even gets to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to be patient, but they weren't.
No, nobody is.
The palace did not provide further details on the type of surgery Kate underwent, but confirmed to ABC News that the princess's medical issues was non-cancerous.
Yeah, I remember that being said. They went very specific that it had nothing to do with cancer.
Yeah, like, they were immediately telling you she's okay.
Yeah.
She has surgery. She needs time to recover.
I thought it was very odd, though, that they instantly were like, she had planned abdominal surgery, but don't worry, it's not cancer. I'm like, were people suspecting cancer?
Well, I guess so, because a couple of weeks later, you know, King Charles comes out with cancer. I don't know. Maybe it's all planned. I don't fucking know. The palace noted that Kate would not resume her public duties until after Easter. So if they stated this on the 17th, that she would not resume any public duties till after Easter, why the fuck are we still speculating over this? Like, give the woman time. They already said she's not going to be out and about.
Right. And I did read that supposedly instead of going to their home that they normally stay at, they're at some cottage home.
Oh, I'll go through all that.
Okay, we got more coming. I did just recently see that she should be resuming her public duties after Easter.
So, what threw people for a loop through all this, even though they said she wouldn't be back till Easter, was that there were no visits from her parents, siblings, and children. I guess they've been stalking this hospital, waiting for somebody to come in or out, and it was never her parents, siblings, and children.
Maybe that's because they wanted them not to be there so that they didn't get bombarded from people stalking.
Or maybe the parents were watching the children because a hospital is no place for a child.
Probably.
I can tell you, when my ex-husband was in the hospital and people brought their kids to come see him, I was like, nope, absolutely not. They can wait in the ICU waiting room. They're not coming in because kids are reckless.
Yeah, and the ICU is no place for a kid, for sure.
So, January 18th, Prince William visits Kate at the London Clinic. This was the first and last visit during his wife's stay at the hospital. Now, I can kind of see where that brings concern. Why wasn't he there all along? Yeah. That is a little bit, you know, well, that's rude. But he does have other affairs to attend to. And his affairs are more important than his wife. That's how the royalty treats it.
Oh, absolutely. And no, not affairs as in Rose.
No, his public affairs.
Yes. And also, who knows, she could have been like, go do your job. You know that that's more important.
Yeah. And she kind of seems like that woman as is anyway.
I was going to say, she is very, very supportive of what William's duties are to his country.
Yeah.
She always
She reminds me more of Diana than anybody.
She's very, yes. Well, except for the fact Diana would break rules like Harry would.
Very true.
She's
Kate will not.
Kate did not. Kate is very, very, very who they wanted Diana to be.
And who Diana was at first until she got kids. Crossed. Yeah.
It was her children.
And then there was multiple times she was made to look out to be a fool. So she was like, you know what? Two can play this game and I don't blame her.
Yeah. So well, our two things is that I think first she was made a fool and then she had kids and then she was made a fool again. But she really started breaking rules when it came to the kids. Like, she didn't have her kids at the palace, at their hospital they're supposed to have it. She went to an actual hospital to have her children.
Her kids, her body, whatever.
Exactly. Like, she broke lots of rules.
She did.
Whereas Kate is the princess that they want her to be. She's very supportive of William. She's very what she's, you know, she knows his duties and she stands by him.
But to be fair, Diana was very much so like that and would have still been like that had Charles not been a complete absolute dick wipe.
Well, he openly admitted on TV that he was cheating too. So there was that.
Yeah, but you didn't openly admit that, you know, you killed her. But that's for another episode. All right. January 24th. UK papers claim the Inner Circle of Wales were shocked to learn of Kate's surgery. They weren't aware that Kate had any health issues. So now we got the whole family in the mix, and they're saying that they didn't know anything about the fucking surgery. So this is just becoming a snowball. Like, everybody's freaking out now. Mm-hmm. The family didn't know? Oh, my God. Maybe it's something really sensitive that she didn't want anybody to know. Like, maybe there's something wrong with her, like, colon or something. Like, that's not something you just want to tell everybody. I mean, granted, if I was having surgery on my colon, yeah, I would tell you, but I wouldn't like post it on Facebook like, hey, guess what, guys?
I'm going to be having a bag of shit carried from now on because my colon's fucked up.
Exactly. Like, you don't come out and say that. Like, respect people's privacy. It's just ridiculous.
That's why I'm saying maybe it has to do with not necessarily abdominal as in like a stomach or a colon. Maybe it's maybe she had to get a D&C. Maybe she had to do something that resulted in more surgery on the uterus thing. And because of the fact that they are, I believe they're Catholics, like, birth control's not a thing and you shouldn't be doing those kinds of things. And
who the fuck knows?
Again, that's my thoughts and opinions, guys. Don't go fucking making a TikTok.
No, this is all just our opinion.
That Kate is now like getting abortions because Missy from Toasted Shenanigans said so, because that is not my fucking words. No way.
January 26th, King Charles visits Kate, but still no other visits from family. All right. This is where things get a little interesting. January 28th. A Spanish journalist, and I am so sorry, I'm going to slaughter this name, Conch.
We're going to roll with it.
Kalasia? I don't know. Kalasia? Conch Kalasia. Okay, I feel confident.
Sounds like
that.
Something from SpongeBob. I'm so sorry.
It probably is, but I feel very confident that. All right, Spanish journalist, January 28th, Conch Kalasia claims Kate is in an induced coma. However, she didn't state her sources. So she went to the media and said, Kate Middleton is in an induced coma, which automatically lit a fire up.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Everything one. All over again. Mm-hmm. So you see why this is still a constant thing, because people are just like, yeah, I'm going to add this. I'm going to add a little bit of spice. You know, mm-hmm. It just keeps going.
A little razzle dazzle.
Exactly. The razzle dazzle. God. We haven't gotten to the razzle dazzle
yet. Oh, gosh,
yet.
It's still going. Well, I'm very curious to see if you throw in the one I just recently heard.
January 29th, Kensington Palace shared an update stating that Kate had been discharged from the hospital. The Princess of Wales has returned home to Windsor to continue her recovery from surgery. She is making good progress, end quote. The Prince and Princess wish to say a huge thank you to the entire team at the London Clinic, especially the dedicated nursing staff for the care they have provided, end quote. I just realized I should have been practicing my English accent this entire time.
Oh, Angel's so good at it.
Damn it.
She does it all the time.
Well, a spokesperson went on to add, I can't do it. I'll bust out laughing. The Wales family.
Come on, do it.
Do it.
I can't do it. Come out Australian or something. I can't. The whales
you're gonna end up sounding like I could see it. Oh gosh, what's her name? That chef lady.
Who? What chef lady?
Julie Andrews. I feel like you're gonna sound like a combination of like Julie Andrews and no, not Julia Childs. Julia Childs.
I was like, wasn't that the one from The Sound of Music?
Yes.
I didn't know she was a chef.
I mean, she's a lot of great things. She's amazing. Mary Poppins is.
She was love very her. Amazing.
No, Julia. Right, Julia Childs.
Hello. Can I read what this spokesperson said? Yes,
please.
Said?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're going to make me pee myself. All right. The Wales family continues to be grateful for the well wishes that they have received from around the world. And that was all that was said. So at this point, Kate had not been publicly seen for 35 days, including leaving the hospital. And people are starting to lose their shit. So that brings me to a point. They didn't see her leave the hospital. How do you know people weren't visiting her? There could be an underground tunnel. Nobody knows this shit.
This is true. Like this. And obviously somebody missed their shift when she was leaving.
Exactly. So people. All right. February 2nd, Palace slams the Spanish journalist, the Conch Callejera or whatever I said before, for rumors and deny the coma allegations. I kept stuttering because I had to burp. I'm trying not to burp in the middle of a sentence. All right. February 5th. King Charles announces publicly that he has cancer.
Ooh.
That's called karma.
That is called karma.
February 7th, Prince Harry jets into London to visit his father, which lasted a quick 45 minutes. Prince William never visited his father, nor did he make any public well wishes like Harry did.
Hold on. Harry actually gets to goes and sees his dad and William's like, F you, dad. Harry, yes, who has been fucking abused by that man, still made it a point to go see him when he found out his dad had cancer. And yep. He still gets the middle finger from that family. And William's just like, I don't have time
for even you. He even made a public announcement and everything. Will said nothing on the statement. Will, you okay over there?
No. Because people just always want to give shit to Harry. And he is just such a good person.
It's okay. We all love Harry. I love Harry. He's the only one I like. He's the only one I like out of the royal family. Trust me. Ugh. Trust me. Except for Diana, if you consider her royal family. But anyways.
She's the reason Harry's so amazing.
Exactly. William returned to public duties for the first time following Kate's surgery. In the evening, William attended a fundraising gala alongside Tom Cruise. Fuck that motherfucker. Can't stand him either.
Oh, I can't stand Tom Cruise. Screw that man.
But it was for London's Air Ambulance Charity, where he spoke about both Charles and Kate. He said, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you also for the kind messages of support for Catherine and for my father, especially in the recent days. It means a great deal to us all. End quote. Well, that's nice. Well, you just fucking address the fucking whole UK and now America's freaking out because they don't know where your goddamn wife is.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just say she's like a-okay or like
I guess technically everybody has said she's okay. They just haven't used those exact words and apparently it's still not enough.
I don't know. To put a picture of her on social media or fucking record her for 2 seconds just so people will shut up.
They did. They did. I hope you talk about that one.
I will get to it. Following up with a joke, he added, it's fair to say the past few weeks have had a rather medical focus. So I thought I'd come to an air ambulance function to get away from it all. End quote. That's not a joke.
That is
the worst joke I've ever heard in my fucking life.
I know that they say sometimes in England they have a dry sense of humor, but
they may just be stupid. Not our toasties in England listening, just the royals. All right, February 9th. Reports emerge that Kate is on the mend and left Windsor to continue recovery at Sandringham. So we're back at Sandringham.
Okay.
February 18th, as William resumed his public duties, he also arrived solo at the 2024 BAFTA Awards, one of the most high-profile events Kate has traditionally attended with her husband each year. And people freaked out because Kate was not there to stand by her husband.
Well, if she's supposedly always at these events and she's not there and he showed up without her, I get it. But at the same time, again, if she's out due to a recovery.
And they said she would be out till Easter. Like, just leave the woman alone.
And if that was the thing that was said from the get-go, I don't understand why people are freaking out the way
exactly.
That was the statement from the beginning.
Yes, it was a statement from the beginning. I went back, saw the date, found the article where Kensington Palace or, I don't know, Windsor or whatever place posted that she wouldn't resume her duties till after Easter.
I would understand then all the speculation if it was post-Easter and she's not visible.
Well, we're nearing the end of the timeline.
Okay.
February 20th, Prince William posts a statement on his and Kate's social media account speaking about the conflict in the Middle East, but did not address Kate or their current health. He also used his solo monogram on the statement instead of their joint monogram. Well, if he's the one making the statement and she didn't hold an opinion on it, why would he use both?
Exactly.
And why would he bring up Kate while talking about the Middle East? I don't think that's suspicious at all. But evidently, all of fucking TikTok and the rest of social media did and fucking threw a fit over it.
Of course they did.
February 27th, Prince William missed the service of Thanksgiving for his godfather. This is suspicious. King Constantine of Greece at St. George Chapel. ABC News confirmed at the time that the personal matter was not related to Charles' death or health. Sorry. So he just completely up and said he's not going to it. And he just said he had a personal matter. And people were like, well, maybe the king is dead or maybe Kate's dead. Well, all they could state was that the king was not dead. It's not due to his health. He's A-okay. Nothing about Kate. So, of course, people freak.
Of course.
February 29th. Amid a growing amount of online speculation about Kate's health, a palace spokesperson told ABC News that Kate was doing well as she continued to recover. The spokesperson also brushed off on online speculation, telling ABC News in a statement, Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timelines of the princess's recovery, and we'd only be providing significant updates. The guidance stands. So, like, this person and me and this person are on the same page. We're all on the same page. We heard she won't be back till after Easter. Why the fuck you freaking out?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what that person just said.
Yeah.
March 4th, Kate is seen for the first time since surgery, driving around with her mom, Carol Minnington. A photo was captured from a distance, and conspiracy theorists claim the woman in the grainy photo is a body double.
Jeez Louise.
I can't make this up. Like, there's even a whole person, which I'll address later about who that person is. But yeah, it was a body double. Okay. She has her own professional body double now.
Oh.
March 6th, more speculation around Kate's well-being. A palace spokesperson issued a brief statement to People magazine. The spokesperson said of William, his focus is on his work and not on social media.
Fair enough.
People took that as an insult because why the fuck wouldn't you address the public about your dying wife? You're hiding her. You've killed her already. I don't know. These people are coming up with the craziest fucking things.
I can't even, like, I'm not even alive right now. I'm keeping up, but I feel like I can't even keep up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm hearing and I'm following, but I'm not following.
This is how many times the people tracked down the timelines and were tracking what everybody was doing and posting, and it's just gotten ridiculous. Now, this one, everybody knows. They've got to know. You have to know. March 10th. Kate marked Mother's Day in the UK by sharing a photo on X of herself smiling and surrounded by her three kids without her wedding ring.
You know, everybody was speculating the whole wedding ring bullshit and that it was supposedly heavily photoshopped. I stared at the picture. I must be really stupid because I stared at the picture. I'm like, where is it photoshopped? What about this is photoshopped?
Well, pause on that thought. The image was the first official photo since December. The same day, the photo of Kate and her kids was picked up by several international news agencies. Those agencies later retracted the image, saying it may have been edited by the royals prior to its release. And it was. It was heavily photoshopped. There was like 18 edits that you can track within the photo if you look at it closely.
Yes, I did know. I did know that. I mean, I learned that apparently you can run a picture through some sort of program and it could tell you how many different edit whatever's it has gone through and what Photoshop mm-hmm. programs were used on a picture. That's a lot to figure all out. I don't know. I looked at the picture. I'm like, it looks like just a, I mean, yes, it's a Photoshop photo because it looks like very perfect and nobody looks that fucking perfect. It looks like they have a filter over them. And that was as far as I could have thought it was.
Now, there was a couple like blatant, like, oopsie.
I like, don't know. I did not see any of them.
She fucked up editing.
I didn't notice.
March 11th, the day after, Kate acknowledged in a public apology that her Mother's Day photo was edited and apologized for any confusion to the alterations that she caused. And she went on to say, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day, end quote.
Yeah.
So she came out and she said she fucked up. She edited the photo. It's A-okay. Your little girl's wrist was like kind of there, kind of not there. It's okay. We've all done that before.
I mean, people talk about the Kardashians photoshopping, but they don't give that much hell over it. And they are clearly photoshopped.
I wish they would give this much hell to them.
Right?
Later the same day, Kate was photographed sitting next to William in a chauffeured car.
Is that her body double again?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, William then attended two public engagements that day, a Commonwealth Day service and an Earthshot Prize event. And he did not comment on Kate or the photo controversy. As to why would he?
Right.
All right. And the last of our timeline, the one that just happened this past Saturday. Well, past Saturday for all you toasties listening now. But March 16th, Kate was seen the first time publicly since surgery with her husband shopping at a local farmer's market near their home in Windsor.
Yes. Supposedly, they had just gone and seen their kids play sports. And mm-hmm. then we're at this farmer's market. But there was also speculation that actually wasn't her.
Yes, that was another body double.
Because, again, nobody took a picture of it, so there's no proof.
No, somebody did take a picture of it, and they sold it to TMZ. And the guy that sold it to TMZ, he came out to the public and said that y'all are delusional. I saw her in person. I took the photo, and I'm telling you, that's her. Mm-hmm. That's her in the video. You guys are delusional. Mm-hmm. Get rid of it. So this body double that we've all been like speculating about is Heidi Agin, who has never met Kate, never met the royal family, never had anything to do with them, and has come out publicly said that. But all of social media is like, yep, that's Heidi.
So did someone just pick out Heidi's picture and be like, because they look similar, like, oh, guys, did you also know that this is Kate's body double? And this woman's like, am I? Since when?
You look at her briefly and you could kind of be like, oh, shit, that is her. But you look like you stare at her and you definitely know that's not Kate.
Right.
Oh, my final conclusion. My final conclusion. So as the palace stated before, Kate is not returning till fucking after Easter. Leave her alone. Until then, I hope everyone can chill the fuck out and stop speculating. I honestly and truly believe she's fine. She's A-okay. William has always been a pretty private individual as is, especially given what his mother went through with the UK press. So I don't find it suspicious at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just protecting her and respecting her wishes as well.
As much as he can.
If she went through an embarrassing surgery and doesn't want to come out with it, that is her wish. Stop digging, stop prying. But in the meantime, I think that you guys should, I think you should go outside. I think you should get some vitamin D, read a book, go spend some time with your own loved ones. But please, respectfully, for the love of God, shut the fuck up about Kate Middleton. Just shut the fuck up. Like, she's okay. Be respectful.
Leave this is her ridiculous. Alone.
Exactly. What the beautiful Leave woman Kate over there said.
Alone.
But y'all are crazy. And this is ridiculous. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is y'all are crazy.
They're bored. It's wintertime and we need something to do, I guess. I don't know. You want to hear the one I just learned about?
What? I'm dying to know.
Okay, because you didn't bring it up. So it's hilarious and I love it. And I went back to pull it up because I want to give out as much of the detail as I can. So this was on my Yahoo News this morning. Like I said, I think it's supposed to be kind of a joke. It was just posted Wednesday, March 20th, at 2:55 p.m. And the title of it is Kate Middleton secretly holed up at Trump's Mar-a-Lago?
I think so. Mar-a-Lago.
Resort. And it says, yes, absolutely. What? And the
what?
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, what? What? So supposedly, like I said, she was supposed to be at her like little home, one of her secret little homes, whatever. But really, she's at Trump's resort in Florida because she is indeed, in fact, Melania Trump.
Oh, my God. No.
They are the same person.
They are searching. No, this is ridiculous. Y'all are fucking crazy.
Like I said, I'm pretty positive this person is a joke kind of article, whatever. Because it starts off, because I have a computer and access to the internet, it is my First Amendment duty to share a theory about Kate Middleton, the out-of-the-public-eye-for-too-long Princess of Wales. She is holed up at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, and she and Melania Trump are, in fact, the same person. That is how this thing starts. And it goes on to say more on that logic conclusion in a moment.
I am absolutely dumbfounded right now.
I have to talk about this because this is hilarious. This is just, it's funny. So it talked about, you know, how she had her like planned abdominal surgery and that she's making good progress while she's recovering and that they're trying to maintain as much normality for their children as possible while also hoping that her personal medical information remains private. And this person's like, that certainly sounds suspicious. And then it goes on to talk about how she's having her sightings are like minimal and it's a slew of wild conspiracy theories about her health and the surgery itself and even her marriage infidelity and into all that kind of stuff gets that picture put out there that had thousands of questions. And it then goes on to talk about the edited photo that's in there. And again, like I said, I look at this picture and I'm like, I just don't see, other than obviously filters to make everybody look perfect, I don't see how heavily edited bad it looks.
People zoomed into that shit. They really studied every fucking inch of it.
And he kind of talks about that in this thing. Something about like the chin in one of the pictures and I don't know. I think it's fine. I think it looks just fine. But it says, even with the conspiracies, the Kate Middleton one that this person has makes the most sense. And it goes on to talk about how, because he's facing, you know, whatever, where he's got to pay some bail and can't afford it, Trump is, you know. Mm-hmm. And basically, he's getting his money from the royal family because Kate is Melania.
Okay. All right.
She's Melania now, guys. Y'all, so it says the first reason, of course, is that Trump is in desperate need of about $450 million to pay a bond so he can appeal the massive judgment in his New York business fraud case. And the writer goes on to say it struck him odd that Trump is constantly bragging about his enormous wealth, yet can't pony up the bond money. And he said that he never known the man to lie. So the logical assumption is that the money he's referring to is, in fact, the vast fortune of the British royals.
Okay.
And Then he goes on to say that Kate Middleton and Trump's wife Melania are the same person because the similarities just are so perfect. So for starters, as much as British royal watchers rarely see Kate and American Trump watchers rarely see Melania. So both of them. And Melania is hardly ever seen because of the immense amount of bashing that poor woman endured while her husband was president, including their child, who was a little boy at the time, which I read an article that said as soon as he is 18, he becomes fair game for the media if they want. And the fact that you people had to do that, it's fucking disgusting. That's I saw that and it made my blood boil. The fact that it's like, oh, he's 18 now, he's fair game to bash. You guys are bashing him when he's fucking 11. And because somebody finally called out and said, you know, you're bashing a fucking child, you guys back down. But then you're like, well, he's 18 now, so we can degrade him all we want. That's still fucking sick.
That's how sick the media is, though. And that was just the point of this whole episode. Like, the fuck?
That was, I read that today, too. And I was like, that's fucking sick that you guys waited in the dark to bash somebody. How sad and pathetic are your lives?
Oh, God.
So then it carries on to say that she hasn't been at any of her husband's indictments or trials, nor has she been on the campaign trail with him. So as well as Kate is not around outing with her hubby, Melania is also not out with her hubby. And it's possible she doesn't like him very much, but wouldn't it make more sense to assume she's just in England most of the time fulfilling her royal duties?
Oh my God, people need to fuck off. This is ridiculous.
Also, they went on to say that this is important because Trump recently told British interviewers, quote, I'm a big fan of the concept of the royal family and the royal family.
Good for you.
That I thought was the weirdest thing ever, but. And then the other said, he went on to say, have you ever seen Kate and Melania in the same room at the same place together? That's our argument. Oh my gosh. It was so great.
I hate people. I don't hate the Toasties. I just hate people.
So he ends it with, let's put the Princess Kate conspiracies to rest and agree that I am right. To sum it up, Kate Middleton is safe and sound at Mar-a-Lago, probably admiring some of the gold-plated stuff and whatnot. She will help her husband Donald Trump with the bond money and then resume the rigors of her role as Melania Trump and the Princess of Wales.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm pretty sure that this person who wrote this, it was just like a comedy. I'm hoping it was a comedy piece because he really, the way he wrote it was very funny. I mean, it really was just like, you all are stupid. How dare you think like she's just taking care of her health? It's because these two people are the same.
I hope so. I hope somebody's not that stupid out there. God, I worry for us.
I'm hoping together. This was done by Rex Hupke. His Facebook is Rex is a jerk. So I really think he's probably just.
Oh, yeah. He's probably just being funny. Yeah.
I think he's just funny. I do not know how to pronounce his last name, though. It's Hupke. But his Facebook is facebook.com/Rex is a jerk. So I think he's just like trying to be funny. Well, and I enjoyed that bit of humor from him.
I was about to say he got a laugh out of me. So it worked.
Yeah. But I enjoyed that. I had to share that. I'm like, when I saw that this morning, I'm like, we're really going that far? Like, come on, guys. But then as I read it more, I'm like, I really hope this guy is just being really funny.
But
because no, I think he's just kind of making it out to be like, this is how dumb you all sound.
Yeah. And that's what that's what I'm saying. Like, why can't we just respect somebody's privacy, whether they're a regular civilian or they're royalty or a A-list celebrity, B-list celebrity? I don't know whether it's an individual. Why can't we just respect their privacy? Like, is it any of your goddamn business? No, it's not. But you're going to put the worst shit out there and try to ruin people's lives over it. And that's shady.
Yeah. Well, people just, they have no life. Well, none whatsoever.
Like I said, they need to go outside. You get some vitamin D, make themselves a little bit happier. Go read a book, maybe a spicy book, make themselves even happier.
I was going to say, maybe they need to get pegged.
Yeah, exactly.
Go take a page out of the royal book, get pegged.
I'm not going to peg you, but I can try to hook you up with somebody.
But there is always someone out there who will peg you.
Exactly. But people, just stop. Just stop. Be nice. Be kind. Stop ruining other people's lives.
I didn't know that it was like from the get-go. They said she mm-hmm. will be out of the public eye until Easter. I heard about this whole abdominal surgery thing from like one of my clients, and they were kind of like freaking out about it. I'm like, I mean, she's getting old too, guys. Like,
maybe she had a tumor.
She's in her 40s.
Mid-40s.
Yeah, like mid-upper 40s. Yeah. So stuff starts breaking down.
Hell, we're only in our mid-30s and we're already breaking down.
Literally. I just told you, allergies are kicking my ass. I want to just like do nothing but sleep at the moment. I feel like I'm in the poppy fields of Wizard of Oz.
But this episode, what, it releases on Easter, doesn't it? Or no? Am I wrong? Is this Sunday Easter?
Hold on.
Am I crazy? Sure. No, it's not Easter.
No, it's the week
so before Easter. So by the time you listen to this, we got to wait a week. And then you guys get to see that you're all just fucking crazy.
Now, like I said, if she doesn't show her face after Easter, then we can all start panicking.
And then you can come call me a liar.
I feel like there are certain people in the royal family that would take this as an opportunity to really speak up and say things if it was anything bad. Mm-hmm. And they haven't. So fuck off.
Yep.
Fuck off, you cunts. That's what they'd say. Oh. Yes, thanks. Thanks for that. Like I said, that was hard to follow.
That was another shenanigan. It was just all over the place because the story has been all over the place. Trust me, researching it was a nightmare. I was like, okay, so we're hung up on this. I didn't think
you'd be able to find that much stuff about it.
Oh, yeah. I did some digging.
Clearly. Thanks. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Cheerio.
Let us know what your guys' thoughts are. What kind of theories do you all have on this? You guys can follow us on the medias of socials that have all the shenanigans that is out there.
Make us giggle.
Don't start drama. Don't start ruining people's lives, making TikToks of false accusations. Unless you actually have proper sources to back up your claims.
So you better state them.
Yeah, and then you better stand on them. If you got that proper sources to state them, you better fucking stand on them. Otherwise, yeah, that one person they have grounds for a defamation case. Although I feel like those are hard to win in England because look at what happened to Johnny with the son.
Yeah, you're right.
However, this is the royal family, so things could be a little better. But make sure you guys like, follow, subscribe, share, tell your neighbors about us. Sing it from the rooftops. I would do a British accent, but I'm not very good at them either. I'll get nervous right now. My daughter does them really well.
I'll try to do it and it will come out Australian or maybe even Scottish. I don't know. But whenever I try to do an accent, it's a different accent. I'm like, okay, I focused way too hard for that.
I think that's the problem. Oh. I had a yawn, guys. I'm sorry.
That was a big yawn.
It was. Until next time, guys.
Bye.